KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. The best scene in The Founder is the opening one, with Michael Keaton talking straight to the camera. He plays Ray Kroc, the entrepreneur who gave the world McDonald's. And here, in tight close-up, is the actor's equivalent of super-fast service. Within seconds, this Quicksilver star conjures up a complex character, a salesman who's quirky, charmingly goofy, and maybe a little screwy, but fiercely determined to sell a five-spindle milkshake mixer to a luncheonette owner. Keaton's performance is fascinating from start to finish, and the movie around him is entertaining in fits and starts. Ultimately, though, it's a tough sell, a fictionalized biopic with an uncertain tone that doesn't know what to make of its subject. The Founder tells the story of Ray Kroc's accidental intersection in 1954 with the McDonald brothers, Dick and Mac, and their revolutionary fast food restaurant in San Bernardino, of his embrace of their automated systems, his missionary zeal in building a global fast food empire, and his long-running conflicts with the brothers over who deserved how much of what became stupendous profits. The film was directed by John Lee Hancock from a script by Robert Siegel. It's a brightly colored portrait of America at mid-century, newly prosperous and on the go. Yet the whimsical tone of its early stretches feels glib, as if the McDonald brothers were quaint figures in some Norman Rockwell painting of homespun automation come to life. And Ray starts off as a softy, too, a wistful loser who's been flogging his machines with little success. In reality, Ray Kroc's mixer business was thriving at the time, and he'd previously made a good living selling paper cups to the restaurant trade. Sentimentalized fiction and historical fact collide confusingly when we see him in the comfortable suburban home he shares with his first wife, Ethel. She's played by Laura Dern. That's when you realize the founder can't decide whether Kroc is a good guy who simply sees his main chance and grabs it, or the inherently ruthless, yet not all that bright, hustler he reveals himself to be. Whatever the film requires, Michael Keaton does it with panache, a duet that Ray plays with Joan Smith, the lounge pianist he marries off-screen after shedding Ethel. Joan is played by Linda Cardellini. Ray explicating the American dream in a montage of full-throated hucksterism. Yet The Founder is a succession of discrete scenes without sufficient substance to fill the time. Almost 10 minutes are taken up near the beginning by the McDonald brothers recounting what amounts to an illustrated history of their venture. And there's a bizarre repetitiveness to the many moments when Ray phones the brothers to argue or negotiate, he in his home in Illinois and they in San Bernardino. It's as if Dick and Mac take up the same fixed positions in their restaurant in anticipation of each call. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week. More reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.